Hello, and welcome to the second episode in the Digital 2018 Live Marketing Podcast. I'm Neil Wilkins. It's some interesting times that we live in. I don't think anyone needs reminding just how fast things are changing. And in fact, actually, the speed of change, when you look at all the research and you sort of listen to all the insights and all the main sort of major commentators across every industry, are all saying very, very consistent things that, you know, no matter how much you look, how much you try and hold on to sort of yesterday, it's all moving so, so quickly. So it's really no surprise that what we have to do as marketers, as business owners, as communicators, as business developers, we all really, really need to have a very strong grasp on the changes and the trends that are happening within our industries. It's only by doing this that we're actually going to get a very, very clear view of the things that become important to the customers and the influencers and, in theory, the advocates or the future advocates who are going to really help us to shape our businesses going forward. You know, if we think that the marketing or the communications or the sales that we learned, you know, a year, 2 years, five, maybe even 10 years ago is still relevant today, only really small elements of what we learned in the past is relevant today. And this is really because of the pace of change. And this is because things are very, very different this year to what they were last year. And as we say, you know, that pace of change is ever increasing. So one of the key things, one of the key skills, one of the key activities that we really have to do and really have to focus on is this whole idea of embracing trends. When we see information that we might read in articles, we might look at videos, we might read something in the press or the media, through word of mouth, we get to hear about things. And often what we do is we react very, very spontaneously to little snapshots of information. We think, oh, no, that must be the next big thing. That must be something I need to be taking seriously and factoring into my plans. Whereas actually, a lot of the time, the things that are really, really most important are the things that have longevity. So what we need to be doing is really spotting things that have a consistent change or have a consistent pattern that are going to help us to really kind of shape things going forward. It isn't just those little moments where you think, oh my goodness, you know, everything has suddenly changed and it was a one-off moment. What we have to do really is spot this thing called trends. And by a trend, what we mean is that the change has longevity so that we can plot it over time. We can spot things and the way that they change behaviours or the way that they change a marketplace and how it looks. Might well be that it's a change that affects actually how our customers are buying from us or maybe their expectations or just really the way that they are viewing the world and their perceptions. And of course, these things take time. As we've already said and I've already discussed, that some of these things are happening very quickly. But even so, we may well within those things be able to spot trends. So a trend is something that is a measurable and a monitorable change that happens over time. And it is that time factor that's really key, because what a trend does, it allows us to build confidence that actually if we're going to change what we do based on this piece of information, that it has some credibility, it has some longevity, it has some worth over time. So it just gives us that little bit of extra confidence that if we are going to change our plans, if we are going to change our strategies and our tactics, if we are going to do things differently, that we're actually doing things with things that really matter, because there's much more likelihood that these things are going to really, you know, sort of come to the fore, even if they haven't already. So as we listen to this podcast and as I'm kind of thinking of, you know, relaying some of the most important things that, you know, I've observed over recent months, we need to kind of reflect on, you know, things that are going to allow us to reprioritize what it is that we do. And for me right now, there are four key trends that I see coming out across, you know, most markets, not just in the UK or in the US, but certainly globally. These are things that are starting to impact on marketers, business developers, salespeople, digital marketers, designers, agencies, consultants. You know, all of these people are starting to see these trends taking shape and actually beginning to affect how they then do business. Well, and the first trend that I'm going to talk about is mobility. That's mobility of your customers, mobility of the kinds of services that you provide. The whole thing about being mobile, being nomadic, being basically anywhere or everywhere, and how that can impact on the way that you plan and the way that you deliver product or service. Another thing I want to talk about as well is the concept of community. Now, we've had communities in the real world for centuries, millennia even, but communities online are becoming ever more powerful. We're seeing a real trend towards the need to engage within communities. As marketers, we've been talking about, you know, the customer for many, many centuries, and the customer being really at the heart of everything that we do. It's now becoming very, very quickly more than just the customer. It's about the customer and their influencers, you know, people who actually influence how they think and how they believe and how they perceive. So we need to get to the heart of these communities, the places where our customers reside. Now, these can be in the real world, but they can also be online. So we need to explore how that might impact on us. Another thing that we're going to need to be thinking about and considering is the Internet of Things. So this is actually giving us the opportunity to maybe in the very short term be communicating and marketing to objects, to devices, not just to human beings. And again, how is that going to affect and impact how we think about our products and services and how we're going to take those things to market? We've also seen trends in recent years towards, you know, very visual marketing and communications. I mean, we began in the past with the written word. We migrated over the last sort of 10 years towards the importance of having visual imagery, photography coming to the forefront of all the communications that we do. We've in more recent years seen the impact of video, and now any kind of marketing communication, particularly digitally, that doesn't have video embedded either within it or as part of the customer journey, really feels quite outdated and almost quite archaic. So video is very much there at the forefront of our thinking. But an interesting one that's really coming through and becoming, you know, sort of more and more prominent again is really the second coming of audio. The likes of Alexa and Siri and Cortana and all of these voice-enabled services is bringing audio back to the forefront of our consideration when we think about how are we going to get our message out there, how are we going to engage with customers, and how are we going to develop our products and services. And for me, it's these four elements that are really, really important considerations when we think of trends, irrespective of the marketplace that we're in and irrespective, really, of the kind of role that we perform. For most of us, it is very, very prominent that we're seeing these trends coming through loud and clear. And if we're going to be serious about what we do, if we're going to be really impactful with the kind of communications that we offer, we have to take these kind of macro trends seriously. We will also have what we call micro trends, and these will be things that are a little bit closer to home. So there will be trends in your own industry, and as you go through this whole concept of really listening and turning this kind of information into insights that can inform great business decision making within your organisation, you need to also factor in some of the things that are a bit more local to you. So we call these kind of micro trends and micro insights, and they may well be things directly about your customers, your supply chain, your stakeholders in your industry, the key influencers within your industry, as well as your competitors, and they will be very much at the forefront of your mind. So be watching out for any trends that you can spot there. And also any trends kind of internally within your organisation. A lot of the time, you know, people are, you know, gathering information, particularly if they're customer facing. And you can often find that actually, you know, you'll spot some of these trends by just really talking and engaging with the people within your organisation. But for now, in this publication, in this podcast, we're just really going to be talking about some of the macro trends. So mobility, community, a little bit about Internet of Things, and also audio. So let's start with mobility. The big question is, how are you going to factor into your equations, how are you going to factor into your planning the whole premise that your customers are now mobile? No longer are they attached to a fixed environment. In other words, they don't just go into an office and sit at a screen all day. They are moving around in their world. They're moving around in their environment. They're no longer fixed to a big computer sat at home. What used to be the case, and really not that many years ago, is that we would envisage our customers, you know, going to a particular location, sitting in a particular place at a particular desk in front of a particularly large screen, it has to be said. And then we would create our marketing and communications activity to very much talk to them in that kind of space. And you know, it would shape everything that we did and how we did it. And we would, you know, almost have the luxury of, you know, a large screen to play with. But that real estate space, that digital real estate, has shrunk beyond recognition. We are now talking to a smartphone in terms of a device. It is a screen of that kind of size, because with mobility comes, you know, this kind of flexibility for people to downsize in terms of their screen size. So yes, they might go to tablet, but more often than not, they're going to be viewing your communications through a very, very small smartphone screen. So just think about that. Think about the impact of your messages. You don't have the luxury of being able to spend a lot of time and a lot of text and a lot of writing. You have to shrink things down into what we might term bite-sized chunks. So little, very poignant, very punchy, very hard-hitting, very clear messages that can be consumed by your customer in a very short period of time. And of course, time comes into this, but also in a very, very small window. So your window of opportunity for your content is growing ever smaller. And of course, then when we come on to sort of things like wearable devices, it gets even smaller still. So think how you can reinvent and repurpose the content and the messages that you want to share down into a small screen. What mobility also does is not only give us the opportunity to shrink down and become really, really clear and precise with our content, but mobility also throws up this whole idea that, you know, our customers are always going to be on the move. So what we have to do is very, very much as part of customer journey, which is something that we will talk about in a lot more detail in another episode. But we've got to really think about our customer journey and actually where our customer is on any day of the week, at any point in time, on any of those days of the week, and think about what they are doing. Because there's an opportunity for them to be consuming the marketing messages that we put out, the blogs that we write, the social media activity that we try and get them to engage with, you know, the emails that we might want to send them. They are looking to engage with us at their convenience, at a time and probably at a random place or a semi-random place while they're on the move. And of course, what mobility does, it gives us the opportunity here to really be much clearer, much more precise, and much more intimate with that relationship than our competitors. Let our competitors just think about, you know, conveniently posting marketing messages at a time and a place where it suits them. What we're going to do is we're going to reinvent that whole thing. Because we know our customers are mobile, we've got to figure out where they are, what they're doing, and the time of day and the day of the week when it's most pertinent to be communicating with them. We'll cover again, as I say, this in a lot more detail in another podcast. But for now, it's just about thinking, well, where would my customer be right here, right now? Assuming that they're consuming what I'm sending to them on a small device, a small screen. And actually, what are they doing? Where are they sitting? Are they walking? Are they commuting? They could be still sat in an office, who knows? But we've got to figure this out. We've got to really work out and get into the minds of our customers. And they could be anywhere, anytime, any place. So this is the kind of thing that mobility offers up. It's not just a case of saying, yeah, my customers are going to be using mobile to talk to me. You know, they're going to be reading my blogs and things on a small screen. And yeah, that's it. Okay, fine. I know that. What we have to do then is think about, okay, how are we going to adapt our behaviours? How are we going to adapt the time and the time that we spend on doing these things differently now that we know that that is a fact? Because it is, it's a trend all across the market research landscape. It's all pointing towards this whole thing about, you know, it's far more likely today that your customers are going to be using a small screen device to communicate with you. So how are we going to adapt our behaviours? Another thing that we've got to think about is, you know, and it extends on really from this whole use of devices to communicate with us and to open up that channel of communication. The next kind of thing that we need to be thinking about is this whole kind of sort of Internet of Things. If you think about the kinds of content that you've been publishing of late, it probably is written content. It's very likely that you've attached nice, hard-hitting, very punchy, very relevant images to that content. You may well have also been recording videos to get that extra little depth of engagement with them, and that's great. That is absolutely great. But what we can't miss out on is the fact that actually, unless we're enabling content that can be delivered through voice-enabled devices, so we are thinking about here Google Assistant, Apple Siri, Microsoft Cortana, Samsung and its Bixby, bespoke product, and of course the big one, Amazon Alexa. These audio-enabled devices that are actually searching around the web for great content that is audio-enabled. So if you're also recording audio-enabled content, and this is an example of that, in the face of a podcast being one such audio channel, unless you're recording audio versions of your content, you may well be missing great opportunities here for engaging with your customers. So just be thinking, can I repurpose some of the content that I've produced lately? Which pieces of content are going to be the most interesting and the most relevant to you? What kinds of content are your customers going to be able to consume from an audio perspective? So that when they are commuting, when they're driving in their cars, when they're kind of sat in their office working on maybe a mundane task, they can also be consuming your information. That is potentially really powerful and really exciting. And audio isn't a new kid on the block. Audio is one of those sort of media types that we've actually had for quite some time. We've almost got distracted and kind of forgotten that that has been the case as we've got consumed by the power of video. But let's not forget audio. It is back, and it's back with a vengeance. It's a big trend for this year. So just think about how you might be able to, as I say, repurpose some of that content that you've created. And every time now you think about doing a blog, every time now you think about producing an image, think, is there an audio opportunity here? Is there something that I could be publishing? Because I need to get caught by some of these audio enabled devices. And if I'm publishing audio content, it may well be me then that actually gets featured, not just in the future, but today. Another big trend that I was talking about at the start of this podcast was the whole idea and the whole concept of community. Now, we all exist in communities. For some of us, it is professional communities. So we have, special interest groups that relate to the profession that we have. I know personally, obviously, being in digital marketing and in strategy and planning, I'm a member, say, on LinkedIn of a number of different message groups and forums that really focus on those individual disciplines. And, a lot of us are, focusing in that area. But think also of the other communities that you may well be involved in. Some of those communities could be, your personal leisure interests, for example. They could be communities that relate to where you live, where you actually reside. So there are a whole range of different communities available to us as consumers. The key for marketing and business development in this particular year is to really focus on the building up of community as a trend. No longer are we really sort of able just to purely think about our customer when it comes to actually marketing. And we can do that, and certainly your competitors are very likely to be focusing on the customer and maybe some of their influencers, some of the people around them. But the really savvy marketers today are actually focusing on the wider community, because what they know is that if they can focus and get some real impact and traction within the communities in which their target customers reside, they know they're going to find a lot more customers just like them in those communities. The reason they know that is that as human beings, what we tend to do is align and affiliate with people who are just like us. So when you actually stop and think about it, our family is generally quite a lot like us. Our friends, and particularly our close friends, are generally quite a lot like us, as are our work colleagues. This is no mistake. This is, as human beings, how we socialise. And there's a lot of sociological research that goes into monitoring and from a very practical sense, predicting behaviours based on communities in which people find themselves. So this is a, you know, this is a very, very strong trend that we're seeing this year, but it's actually based on a lot of historical research. So we know that this is going to be a reliable one to focus on. So how is that going to play out then as a business developer, salesperson or marketer? How can you use this concept of community as you start to create your strategic but also tactical plans? Well, the key thing again is to get into the head of your customer. Think about the kinds of communities in which your customer takes influence. So, you know, who are they being influenced by? You know, are there individuals within the communities in which your customers reside? And again, professionally or personally, are there key influences in there who have got a big share of voice? Because if you can figure out who these people are, you can then start to match your messages, the kind of tone of voice that you pitch your stories at, the kinds of things that you say about your products and services in tune with the style and the tone of voice of those influencers in those communities. And a really interesting one right now in the whole kind of marketing, business development and digital space is Gary Vaynerchuk. And he's very influential in a whole range of different communities, particularly in the whole marketing space. The kinds of terminology, the kind of phrases that he's using, things like leverage, things like, you know, working at scale, his big passionate drive towards audio as, you know, kind of the next big media channel. You know, these are things that are not happening by mistake. He's been listening to those communities. He plays back his messages. He plays back his vlogs and his podcasts in terms of those messages, and he starts to really, really get traction because he's talking the language of those communities. And then likewise, those communities then see him as a key influencer. So, you know, there's nothing being done by mistake here. These people who are very effective in these communities and get a, you know, a huge following and become, you know, really sort of, you know, top of their tree and top of the hierarchy in terms of engagement. These are people who genuinely listen to the communities in which their target audiences reside. So you've got to figure out who are your target customers. What communities are they most active in? Which are the communities that they really listen to? Who are the key influences in those communities? And then start to really watch and listen to the kinds of messages that they put out. Start to really listen to the kinds of terminology that they use. And then begin to kind of factor into your content strategy particularly, but also maybe your broader and wider tactical plans. Start to figure out how you're going to integrate your products and services into those kinds of messages. If you find by watching some of those influencers in those communities that, you know, they're trending towards doing vlogging, then you have got to start vlogging. If you're finding they're trending towards podcasts, then that is where you need to go. So it's all about alignment. Community is all about alignment. You could argue that wouldn't it be great if I could actually create my own community? And maybe you're in a position with your brand, maybe your current standing in your sort of marketplace to be able to do that. And that is great. You know, embrace it, take it on. You start to shape that community. But at the same time, don't lose sight of the fact that there are going to be other communities that are also going to be relevant to your customer. So it is about maybe not being omnipresent and being absolutely everywhere, but it is about prioritizing which of those special interest groups, which of those forums, which of those chat areas, which of those, you know, influencers are going to be at the top of your priority tree. And it's once you figure those things out, then it is about prioritizing how you're then going to shape your activity so that it begins to become very current, very relevant, and make you look very informed within those communities. And of course, this whole community thing, particularly with the whole kind of growth of millennials within your target sector, is going to become something that is going to be an ever-increasing trend. It wasn't something that in maybe, say, sort of 5, 10, 15 years ago was particularly relevant. You know, the workforce in those kinds of eras really was not that social. Really wasn't that sociable, but we are becoming ever more sociable. And certainly millennials, who the research is showing are going to make up, you know, at least half of the workforce within the next 2 years. You know, this whole kind of thing about sociability, this whole thing about being, you know, very much, you know, influenced by those within our sectors is only going to get bigger and bigger and stronger and more powerful. So you need to start today. Take community really, really seriously. It is not going to go away. And it is not going to be something that you're going to be able to avoid. If you don't take it seriously, your competitors will be doing that. And then your standing, your kind of credibility, the influence that you have in the eyes of your target customers is going to decline. And it's going to decline very, very quickly. So think about audio. Think about mobility. Think about how you're going to reshape and retune what you do and how you say it, when you say it, through which devices you say it, through which types of media you say it, which channels that you use. And think about trying to align all of that to point directly to the communities where your customers reside. So direct communication to your customer, yeah, great, we're not saying that's gone, but definitely not saying that's gone. But also think about being just very, very much on the radar of your customers by being very present in the communities in which they reside, because that will make your marketing communications and business development activity look so much more current, look so much more relevant, and you will look so much more informed. So these are the things I would say are your top priorities right now in terms of trends. There will be those other trends that are very specific to your marketplace, and in which you will see community, mobility and audio coming through loud and clear. And it'll be very interesting to see how those play out personally for you in your particular market sector. But at a macro level, these are the big three things that I would suggest that you really do focus on as you start to do your planning, as you do your monthly reviews. Making sure that you factor these big things, these big insights into your planning, into your discussions. Don't do ivory tower planning. Don't do ivory tower reviews every month when you look at your marketing performance. Think about the bigger picture. Think about those big kind of macro trends and just keep a watch on your marketplace. Keep a watch on how those things are playing out, because they undoubtedly will be. And if you do that, you will be taking bigger steps forward than your competitors. You know, just leave them to just focus internally on their processes and their products and services, and just let them get completely passionate about how they talk about themselves. What you're going to be doing is you're going to be talking community, and you're going to be using the right media channels and the right marketing methodology to become even more current, relevant and informed in the eyes of your customers. That is the way to really embrace trends in this particular year, in this particular era, very exciting era. And taking this stuff to market at scale. This is the way to do it. These are the trends to be focusing on. So in the next episode, what we'll be looking at is how you can take some of these, you know, kind of big picture sort of strategic thoughts down to the next level of detail and begin to create some really, really powerful action plans and tactical plans for this year. So the things that we've been talking about to this point have been kind of, you know, creating a vision, thinking about your mission and your objectives. Now, obviously, factoring into that some of the trends, both at a macro level and in your marketplace. And so the next step that we'll be taking in the next episode, so keep a watch out for this, and follow Neil Wilkins podcast on iTunes. Do a big search for that, Neil Wilkins podcast, and subscribe to this, because what we'll be doing is turning these kind of higher level strategic things into really powerful, really engaged tactical plans, and that will be ready for your delivery, if you like, in a really powerful way, as we then extend on beyond that into the most effective ways of creating content strategy, so that you'll be creating content that resonates with those plans, that delivers against what the marketplace is doing and moving in terms of trends, and at the same time delivers great value and actually delivers, you know, pure return on investment to those higher level targets that you've set. So we're joining it all up. Each one of these little episodes is a little module, if you like, a little sort of nugget that is joining together piece by piece, step by step, module by module, podcast by podcast, to give you that kind of full picture so that everything integrates and everything joins up. And this is the way to do good marketing. It's thinking holistically. It's thinking right across the piece. from the big picture stuff down to the level of an individual tweet, so that you know that that tweet that you're doing is giving you value as an organization. You're not just tweeting for tweeting's sake. You're not just doing marketing for marketing's sake. You're doing it because it makes a difference. It makes a difference to the growth and the development of your business, and also makes a difference to the value that you provide to your customer. And of course, then where's your customer going to go next time? They're going to go straight back to you. And so your competition will be thinking, how on earth are they attracting so much interest, so much engagement? How are they selling so many products and services? Well, it's by using these kind of building blocks. So I will see you in the next podcast. Keep a watch out for it. Follow Neil Wilkins' podcast on iTunes. Subscribe and keep in touch with some of the latest thinking in the whole sphere of digital marketing and business development. I look forward to seeing you then. Thank you very much for listening.